Blog Talk Radio.
Informed, not inflamed. Healthcare.
Welcome to the show. The Supreme Court has upheld the Affordable Care Act, as we know as Obamacare. It was a 6-3 decision. Let's get some immediate reaction from Dale Bellis. He is the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, a medical cost sharing company of which I am a member. Dale is also a pioneer in medical cost sharing. Now that it has been upheld, what's your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that is, number one, is what I anticipated and expected to be the case. And number two, that the answers that a bureaucratic governmental system brings to our health care is full of additional expense and cost, and the incentives for maintaining and controlling costs are just not there. And so consequently, it behooves us as individual Americans who believe that healthcare is our personal freedom zone and that right and liberty is given to us by God, that we have the obligation to pursue those answers in alternative means. And that's precisely what we've done with healthcare sharing.
And for people who are reliant on these subsidies, are they still eligible to come into medical cost sharing, or can they, or would they have to give up those subsidies?
They would give up those subsidies and just simply abandon the traditional or secular insurance and government funding and simply take it upon themselves to meet those costs in community with others who have shared values, ethics, and faith. And so that's the opportunity and the alternative that we represent, and they would just simply step out of that system and join in with our community.
One of the things that people love about Obamacare is that pre-existing conditions are covered. What do you say to somebody who is under Obamacare, who has a pre-existing condition? Can they come over to medical cost sharing?
Yeah, we accept almost we accept the vast majority of pre-existing conditions. But the most important element of that is that we are experiencing a explosion of an epidemic as it relates to high blood pressure and diabetes and obesity and smoking and heart disease. All of those conditions are particularly suitable to lifestyle changes. If we take responsibility for our lives, for our health, for our lifestyle, we can impact those chronic conditions in a dramatic way. And so for those who come and enroll with Liberty HealthShare, we give a track, we call it our provisional program. It's just a health basics program that we walk people through, assign them a health coach, and help put them on a pathway of health and wellness. It costs an additional $80 a month, which pays for the health coach, but they have a customized treatment plan. They fulfill those goals and objectives and can graduate and continue on with us as a member. But those pre-existing conditions, and that's 90% of them, the five that I just ticked off, mm-hmm. We are changing people's lives. And that's one of the ways in which we keep our costs down, for sure. But we help support and encourage each other in taking responsibility for our health.
And also knowing that diet and exercise and being true to yourself is just the healthiest way to do things. You can get off of drugs. Real briefly, Dale, because you are a prime example of the program there. You actually were pre-diabetic, correct?
Well, no, I was full-blown type 2 diabetic, and my blood sugar was out of control. And 3 years ago, I didn't even qualify for my own program. And I looked in the mirror and said, either I have to change it because no one else will, or 10 years from then, I'd be blind, an amputee, or dead. And so I made a significant lifestyle commitment and change, changed my diet, threw away my cigars, lost 60 pounds over the next year and a half, and went from blood sugars out of control to pre-diabetic range. And so those are the examples that we repeat over and over every day of people taking responsibility for their health and engaging in practical steps, as you've just remarked on, that we all know we should do, but that we lack the support system and the encouragement to do it. And so we attract folks who are health conscious, who want to take those kinds of responsibilities and engage in those kinds of behaviors. And it changes not only the way in which we access and pay for health care, it changes our whole mode of thinking, because now we have a responsibility, we have our own money at stake, and we change the way we approach and access healthcare.
Dale, I'm going to give the toll-free number again, but encourage people to just call in, because you can call in, you can enroll, no money will be taken, they'll take your medical history, and then you can find out if you qualify. Talk about that.
Yeah, our application system is very simple. It's all online. It takes about 10, 12 minutes to fill out the questionnaire. It is submitted. We have a group of medical professionals that review the medical history. If there's any issues there, we will do a follow-up call, discuss it personally, and offer the provisional program if that's suitable. And only until the enrollee says, yes, I want to participate, and they give their approval, only then do we start taking the funds that they've committed to their participation, which is their monthly share amount, a first annual membership fee of $125, and then the monthly share amount thereafter. And only then, when they approve it, do we swipe their credit card or debit card that they've put on file with us.
Okay. And it is an easy process. The number, again, is 888-616-9443, 888-616-9443, or you can go online, as Dale mentioned, libertyhealthshare.org/John Daly, my name, J-O-H-N-D-A-L-Y, and you can go right there and you can apply online as well. Dale, one other thing, I pride myself in knowing what's going on in the media, what's going on in sports. I predicted that the U.S. Open, there would no way there would be an American that could come close to winning that U.S. Open on that course. I said it's going to be the Europeans. Well, of course, Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson, the two Americans, are the ones who are at the top, and Jordan wins. I also said I thought the Supreme Court was going to overturn Obamacare on this, but you did not. Why did you not think that?
Just simply because of the entrenched nature of the system, and that it would be regarded by the legal experts as just a Scrivener's error in the law, when their intention was to provide those kinds of subsidies for individuals. That was just simply a statement, and so that's pretty much the perspective I think that was taken, because the federal government has made such a massive commitment to provide health care based upon public dollars, and it was my prediction that the Supreme Court would not overturn that, and they didn't. And so I just believe that there is such a commitment on the part of the bureaucracy to engage in minute control of the healthcare system, and it won't succeed. Those of us who, as a part of our closely held beliefs, that God has granted us the right to control and manage our health care, can step outside that system and do with and among ourselves a far better job in terms of meeting those costs and accessing care. And healthcare sharing is such an opportunity.
Well, not only are you a pioneer, but you're a visionary, and you can also predict the future. So I give you great credit, my friend, in nailing this one. Again, we are talking with Dale Bellis. He is a pioneer in medical cost sharing and the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. And we are getting his thoughts on the upholding of the Affordable Care Act by the Supreme Court. Again, the number to call is 888-616-9443, 888-616-9443. Dale, thank you very much for the time, and much appreciated for all the info and for the insight.
Well, thank you, John, for your interest and your motivation to bring this to the public, because it really is at the core of our public life right now. And as individual citizens, we have those choices to make, and we just encourage folks to check out the option of healthcare sharing.
And it's an option we all should at least look at, no doubt about
right.
that. All right. And folks, thanks for listening. Remember to stay informed, not inflamed.
For more on John Daly, including his blog postings and instructional videos, go to informnotinflamed.com.